Hi, and welcome to the DC Hospital Association's Continuing Education Initiative for the Improvement in the Treatment of People Who Use Banned Drugs in the District. I'm Laura, your host. I'm an ER doctor in DC and Baltimore. Today, we're going to be talking about buprenorphine, specifically buprenorphine from the emergency department. As with most things in the field of substance use disorder and treatment of people who use banned drugs, the evidence in this area is rapidly evolving. I will be discussing the literature as it currently stands and presenting my perspective about how it applies to our clinical practices, as well as the recommendations most commonly used throughout DC and the treatment patterns we're seeing throughout the district. Please take this information as a launch point to shape your clinical opinions. Feel free to review the literature yourself. We will be linking everything on the website. And please send us a note if you identify any major issues, concerns, or inaccuracies. As always, this is not individual medical advice and should not be taken as such. If you have concerns about your own treatment, please reach out to your personal doctor or other provider. Okay, so before we get started, for ER doctors, listen up. There is no training requirement to get your X waiver for emergency doctors. The entire process takes less than 3 minutes. You do not have to listen to this episode if you will just go to SAMHSA's website, search SAMHSA, S-A-M-H-S-A, sign up for X waiver, and just click on the first link and get your X waiver. It has effectively no barriers, and you can skip the rest of this episode if you do so. Okay, if you're still here, if you want to know more about the X waiver, we're going to go quickly over that, sort of the history of how the X waiver came about, what it means, why we're so confused on it, why we don't know anything about it, and what we're going to do about it now. So to start at the beginning, if you are brand new to this and don't know what I'm talking about, the X waiver is effectively a certificate that you can independently apply for that is attached to your DEA license that allows you to prescribe buprenorphine either as a monotherapy or as a combination therapy with naloxone for the treatment of opioid use disorder. So buprenorphine can be prescribed by any doctor for the treatment of pain without an X waiver. But to prescribe it for the treatment of opioid use disorder, you do have to apply for this X waiver. The X waiver was put in place under the Drug Addiction and Treatment Act of 2000, which was about the same time we started using buprenorphine as a treatment for opioid use disorder. From about 2000 to about 2021, providers had to do a minimum of an 8-hour training course on the treatment of opioid use disorder to qualify and to apply for this X waiver. It was 24 hours for APPs and residents, 8 hours for physicians. In 2021, the Mainstreaming Addiction Treatment Act was working to expand the accessibility of MOUD or medication for opiate use disorder, and in doing so, created a pathway by which providers could get an X waiver to treat up to 30 patients with opiate use disorder at the same time without doing the full 8-hour training process. So for attending emergency physicians, the barrier to get a limited X waiver is effectively non-existent. On the SAMHSA website, you basically need your DEA number, I think your NPI number, and your practice location, and almost nothing else to apply for the X waiver. It's free. You file a notification of intent, and they will mail you your X waiver in the next few weeks. As soon as you have your X waiver, you can start prescribing. You can also confirm the receipt of your X waiver via their website. Of note, for people who practice in more than one state or district like I do, you can only get an X waiver on one of your state DEA licenses, but you can add your other practice locations onto that single X waiver. So if you get a Maryland X waiver, you can add a DC practice location onto it and you can prescribe in both locations. So with the X waiver, I think the existence of the X waiver has created a lot of concern for people about the safety and the efficacy of the medication that requires this sort of level of regulation. I think there's also a lot of uncertainty about what we're allowed to do given the history of the X waiver, the training requirements, and then the changes that have sort of occurred more recently. So we'll get more into the pharmacology of buprenorphine in future episodes. But as far as the, you know, why don't we know about this more? Why aren't we doing a better job of sort of learning about this? All of the changes to the X waiver have been pretty recent. Most of them occurred in 2021, which, as you might remember, there were some other things happening in 2021 that I think both drove the increased accessibility of the X waiver and also distracted us somewhat from having these conversations about the X waiver. A lot of these changes have not been well communicated. It's pretty challenging to find the exact information about what you're allowed to do and when you're allowed to prescribe. So I'm going to try to unpack that a little bit to make it hopefully a little bit less scary for all of you. So the long and short of it is, at this time, you can file, without training, a notification of intent, receive an X waiver to treat up to 30 patients at the same time. So for people working in the emergency department, we are almost never going to have more than 30 patients that we are treating for opioid use disorder. We're writing very short-term prescriptions. Unless you're doing more than 30 a day or in a three-day period, you are unlikely to ever have more than 30 patients that you are currently treating. So for ED providers, it's completely reasonable to get the no training required notification of intent for the limited X waiver. The history of having this X waiver, I think, has also discouraged a lot of us from using buprenorphine. The fact that there is a regulation surrounding this that doesn't surround other opioids makes it seem like a really dangerous or a really scary or a really difficult to use medication. It is not. Our next episode will talk a lot about the pharmacology of that. So I'm hoping you will be somewhat reassured by that. But the changes to the X waiver will hopefully start lowering this threshold and lowering these barriers to prescribing this very, very safe medication. Overall, buprenorphine is one of the safest medications and definitely the safest opioid that we can prescribe. And it's one of the most effective ways that emergency departments can reduce harm to patients who use opioids. The messaging surrounding X waivers has not been universally good, but we should do what we can to educate ourselves, to learn, and to start doing better despite the miscommunications in the past. So the too long don't read of this is get your X waiver. It's free. It takes 3 minutes. You don't have to do any training, and you can start prescribing pretty much immediately. The links to apply for your X waiver will be on the website, or you can just search submit notification of intent for buprenorphine, and it will come up as the first search. For those of you who don't want to listen to the rest of our podcasts, I understand. There is an ASAP prescribing tool. So type in ASAP for the American College of Emergency Physicians, buprenorphine, and they have a very comprehensive prescribing tool. So if you don't want to listen anymore, there's still resources available to you. If you have any questions about the X waiver itself, you can email info@samhsa.hhs.gov, and they can talk you through the X waiver process.